What kind of tree did George Washington cut down, supposedly?
Cherry tree. Okay. We don't have the cherry trees here.
Yeah.
Nor do we have the apple.
What do you call a kind of bush? I'm not really sure. I've seen it down here, but surely it goes in. That turns bright red in the fall. And has these kind of reddish brown leaves, not leaves, berries on it. And they grow in kind of cone-shaped clusters.
It's probably an Indian, is what you're thinking of. Is it a shrub?
No, it's a wild thing that I'm thinking of. It grows out along fence rows and stuff. Some people...
We have eupon here, but it doesn't necessarily grow in cone shape. They have the berries that grow on the stem, that bear off from the stem.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that some
along the stem, I should say.
No, this is not ever cultivated. This just grows.
Yeah.
And some people think it's poisonous. I think maybe it is poisonous some places.
I don't know.
Okay. What kinds of bushes and plants and so on are there around here that might be poisonous? Or
definitely. There's an oleander bush that's considered very poisonous.
But if you eat it or
ear,
if you just brush up against it?
Right. It's mostly the juices of the liquid that comes from it, you know, from touching the broken leaf or stem.
Uh-huh.
There are many of them that are.
What kind of berries grow around here?
Fruit, you mean, to eat?
Yeah.
There's a dewberry, which is a wild thing. It grows along railroad tracks and in the farms,
mm-hmm.
pasturelands. And then people grow strawberries, blackberries, loganberries, that type of thing in their gardens. And
mm-hmm.
Those are cultivated crops.
What do you call the kinds that are, some of them are red and some of them are black? But they're the same thing. You know,
they're blackberry. Raspberry.
Okay.
They're not grown here, the raspberries.
Oh, they don't grow here?
No, raspberries are not. It's the blackberry that's grown here is the reason I said that.
Are blackberries, when they're immature, are they red? Before
yes.
They're,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. A woman whose husband is dead is called what?
A widow.
Okay, but if the husband isn't dead, he just ran off and left her, then what is she called? Have you heard a name for
a poor woman?
Yeah, poor woman. You ever heard a name for that?
No.
Okay. A children that's lost both its parents would be called
an orphan.
Okay. An orphan might, however, have a legal, instead of a parent, might have a legal
guardian.
Okay. Let's see. Now these are names, and all they want these for is for pronunciation. Okay, so I'm going to do everything I can to give you a hint about what the name is. George Washington's wife's name was
Martha.
Okay, and the mother of Jesus' name was
Mary.
Okay, and a nickname for Helen that begins with an N. There's a song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines."
A horse's name, sunshine.
Nell.
Okay. A nickname for a diminutive for a little boy, like a nickname for William. He's a little boy. You might call
Billy.
Him. Okay. The four Gospels. The first one. The others are Mark, Luke, and John. And the first one is
Mark.
It's some bad.
The first
one is
Matthew.
Okay. A woman.
You threw me when you said that.
I know. I
wish the four gospels you could have given me.
There's no good way to answer that question. A woman who conducts school, you'd call a
teacher.
Okay. Ever heard called anything else?
School mom.
Okay. Is that what kind? Is that old fashioned or who says that?
That's the old the old way of referring to the school teacher, school mom.
Okay. A girl's name that starts with an S. Sally is a nickname for it, I think.